And can I invite all of the young people up to the front, because I'm going to need your help with a few things. So if you'd like to come and join me at the front, young people, I would love to have you up here with me. Yeah, come on down. Brilliant. Well done. Well done. Shall I pray as we begin to look at God's word together? Our great God and Father, we thank you and praise you for your word that you speak to our souls in the Bible. And we pray you would speak to our souls as we look at your word now. Amen. Now, hands up. How many of you watched the coronation yesterday? Grown-ups as well? How many watched the coronation? Yeah, very good. It was a great event, wasn't it? It was a great event. Lots of impressive things happening. For example, there was this golden carriage that led them away from the coronation. Now, can anybody guess how many horses do you think it takes to draw this carriage? Yeah, go for it.
Seven.
Close. One more guess. Four. Do you know it's more than that? It's actually eight. It's that heavy. It takes eight. It's that impressive. And do you know, they had special composers compose music for the coronation. How many special musicians do you think they had to employ? Yeah, go for it. 12. Yeah, 12. That's exactly right. Round of applause. Exactly right. 12. Very good. Soldiers. Do you know how many soldiers were across London yesterday? Yeah, go for it. 42. No, it was 7,000 standing in the rain all day long. Imagine that. And they made a brand new dish, a very special dish, and can you guess what it is? It's quiche. Bit disappointing. But it was still a great occasion, wasn't it? There were kings and queens from all over the globe coming for this great occasion. It's probably an occasion that's going to stick in our minds for the rest of our lives. A really, truly great occasion. But you know, guys, when we think about greatness and when we think about rulers and kings and queens, there's something that Jesus Christ wants all of us to understand. He wants us to think very, very, very differently to the rest of the world. Do you remember in that reading, his disciples were arguing about who the greatest is. And Jesus said to them, I'll read it again. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that." You see, Jesus says, guys, that people think that greatness is all about power. That greatness is all about power. Do you know, in Jesus' day, the rulers, the emperors, they used to have these things called triumphs, where they thought that to show people their greatness, they had to show how powerful they were. So they had these huge processions with their enemies displaying their wealth. They thought to show people their greatness, they had to show their power. And Jesus says we can think like that today as well. We can be tempted to think something similar. So in verse 27, he says it's a bit like this. Imagine that there are two people. One of them is in charge. And he's sitting at the table, and you can see he has nice fancy clothes. He's in charge, and he can get people to do what he wants. One of them is a servant. Now, this one has slightly less nice clothes and spends her time doing what other people want. And Jesus says, for example, this one can say things like,
"Shine my shoes now. Quicker." And the other one. Not bad. Feed me. More. Lovely.
Wonderful. Now, the world would say, which of these two would the world say is greater? The person who gets other people to do what they want, or the person who spends their life doing what other people want? Which would the world would say? Now, can you point, guys? Which would the world say is greater? Yeah, the world would say that the person who tells others what to do is greater. But Listen to this. Jesus says there's a better way to be than that. Actually, before we look at what Jesus says, look, grown-ups, can I speak to grown-ups for a moment? Grown-ups, we do think like that sometimes, don't we? Let's be honest, we do think like that. Like when you meet new people at dinner or at work, what do you find impressive? You employ how many people? Wow. You have how many followers on Twitter? Wow. We do find it impressive, don't we? We people tend to think that greatness is about power. But Jesus says there's a better way to be. Jesus says there's a better way to be. Let me read verse 27. Who's greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who's at the table? But, Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves. Now, kids, I need your help with this. In a moment, I want you to point at which of these two Jesus Christ, God's King, is more like. First, we're going to look at some pictures of stuff that happened in Jesus' life to remind ourselves. So when Jesus was on the earth, he spent time lifting up the downcast, helping the poor. He spent time with people that nobody else would spend time with. He touched people that nobody else would touch. One time, he even literally washed people's feet. So can you point with me? Which of these two is God's King Jesus more like? Grown-ups can do it as well if they want. Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus Christ, God's ultimate King, serves. Just think about Jesus for a moment. Jesus is undoubtedly the most influential figure in all of history. He spawned the biggest worldwide movement, most multi-ethnic movement the world has ever seen. But how did he live? It wasn't all about power. It was about serving. And you know, guys, Jesus wanted to serve us so much that what did he do? Now, hands up. Can anybody tell me what happened here? What did Jesus do for us? Died on the cross. That's right. Jesus Christ wanted to serve you and me so much that he would die to wash away all of our guilt before God. He would die so that you and I can be welcomed into God's kingdom forever. He loves us that much. How did he use all of his power, all of his authority? He used it to serve. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the kind of king that I want to follow. That's the kind of king that I want to kneel to. A king who uses his power to serve others. Wonderful. Should we give a round of applause to these guys up here? Thank you very much. And back to King Charles, guys. Back to King Charles, because King Charles is going to be reminded of this every single time he puts on his crown. Now, here's King Charles's crown. Now, do any of you know how many precious jewels there are on the crown? Yeah, go for it. What was that? 200. Do you know it's even more than 200? Yeah. 400 and something, yes. Go for it, ready? 440, closer, but not quite. 444. There are 444 precious stones on King Charles's crown. Do you know how much it weighs? Okay, it doesn't just weigh 1 kilogram's worth of sugar or two, but 2.5. You may have seen in the ceremony, it was a little bit awkward. Archbishop of Canterbury really had to push it onto his head. Did you see that? I was a little bit worried about his neck. Does anyone want to see how that would feel on their head? Yeah, go for it. Come on up. Don't worry, I'll hold on to it. Here you go. Whoa, we've lost one, and sugar's gone everywhere. I'm sorry, I said I'd hold it. Not to worry. There we go. Okay. It's all action. But guys, there's one more thing I want you to notice about the crown. Have a look at the picture. What shape do you notice on that crown? What shape can you see there on the crown? Yeah, go for it. The cross, did someone? Yeah, can you see that? There's a cross in the middle at the front, and there's a cross on top as well. And it's to remind King Charles that the ultimate king, that God's king, that true greatness is all about serving. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life to serve us. And that's going to leave King Charles, every time he puts on his crown, that's going to leave him with a question. What will you... Oopsie daisy, everything's dropping today. what will you trust? What will you trust? The world's view of greatness, being great on your own terms, or God's King, Lord Jesus, who died to serve us? What will you trust? I think that's the same question for you and I today, because we saw yesterday, guys, and this is the final thought. We saw yesterday that there were two different reactions to the king, okay? So, on the right-hand side, who's that on the right-hand side? Prince Harry. And do you see what he's doing? Sorry, William. Ooh. It does actually help make my point, though, so bear with me. Prince William. And what did Prince William do? He knelt down and swore to follow his dad. He trusted his dad. But you know, not everyone did that. Not everyone wants there to be a king. So over on this side, you may see there were some people protesting in Trafalgar Square. They were saying that they didn't want King Charles to be king over them. I don't know why. I don't know them. Maybe they thought he wasn't going to serve them very well. Maybe they thought he would just kind of keep all the stuff for himself. But some people didn't want him to be king. And I suppose it's the same thing when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people, some of us, don't necessarily want him to be king over our lives. Don't trust that kneeling to him is going to be what's best for us. I mean, there'll be people here today, grown-ups, and if you're honest, you know that you're pushing God away. You know that you're keeping him at arm's length. And if that's you, I just want to say, look at verse 27 again. Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves. I am among you as one who serves. This is the King who uses his power to serve us, who loves us so much that he would die to welcome us into his kingdom forever. This is a King that you can trust. This is a King that you can kneel to. Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to know more about that, we've got a course coming up called Hope Explored. Steve's going to speak a bit more about it in a moment. Do come along and find out more about that if you would like to. But for those of us who would say we bow our knee to Christ, what a King we have. What a King we have who came among us as one who serves, who uses his authority to serve us. So as we celebrate King Charles, we celebrate also the ultimate King who uses his power to serve us and welcome us into his kingdom forever. Well done, children. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Our great God and Father, we thank you and praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life to serve us. We thank you and praise you for him, and we want to bow to him and acknowledge him today as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.